5 hospitals in Aleppo have been bombed. That was a text message that I received on a dark winter night in November 2016. One of them was a children's hospital run by my Syrian colleagues at the Independent Doctors Association, IDA. It was the 6th time it had been bombed. I watched in horror heartbreaking footage of the head nurse Malak in the aftermath of the bombing, grabbing premature babies out of their incubators, desperate to get them to safety, before she broke down in tears. And I felt devastated. Fellow humanitarians and I have spent blood, sweat, and tears rebuilding hospitals so that our patients may live, not die. And through this work, I made a discovery. The reason that people survive in crisis is because of the remarkable work of the people in crisis themselves. People survive because of the local doctors, nurses, and aid workers who are from the very heart of the affected community, the people who dare to work where others can't or won't. People survive because of people like Malak, who, despite sustaining a severe burns injury in the line of duty, the first thing she did when discharged from hospital was to go back caring for small children. From the rubble of death and devastation arise the most gallant and noble human beings. Local humanitarians are the beacons of light in the darkness of war.